Good afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in downtown Marion, in Air Chair 1, ready to go for another show. Well, I hope today finds you well. It's pretty windy outside, but it's a nice day. I had 70 degrees at home, and I was pretty pleased with that for March. My goodness, we'll take 70 degrees. You know, just a few weeks ago, it was sub-zero temperatures, but hey, this is pretty nice. We will certainly take it for sure. And I think we're just hopefully going to go up from here. Well, the temperatures are going to dip down a little bit over the next couple of days, but in general, I think we're going to go up from here. At least I'm hoping so. I always, this time of year, I get real antsy to start planting my flowers. That's for sure. I do hanging baskets. We like to do hanging baskets because we haven't really found a good spot in our house to plant in the ground. We've tried different kinds of soil mixed in with different kinds of manure, different things like that, and we just can't get anything to grow in the ground. But last year, we did all hanging baskets, and we had some luck. So that's what we do, all hanging baskets. And last year we got them a little early, so we had to keep taking them inside the house and putting them in the bathtub overnight because of the frost. So this year I guess I'll wait to the frost-free date, which is what, right around May 15th, something like that. But it seems like around Mother's Day is the big flower time to get your flowers. I don't know why I'm talking about flowers already, but I just get all excited about getting flowers for sure. Well, I'll tell you a little bit about my weekend after I tell you about our supporter. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. If you get a chance, check out my website. It's radionate.webs.com. That's radionate.webs.com. The station is streaming online as well, wwgh1071.com. wwgh1071.com. Just scroll down a little ways, click on Listen Live, and you'll be in business. Well, my wife took me out to eat on Saturday for my early birthday. My birthday was actually yesterday. Yes, indeed, I am now 36 years old, 4 years away from 40. Imagine that. But anyway, she took me out to Olive Garden in Columbus. Well, we are both on the Weight Watchers diet now. So we are on the point system, you know. So we were trying to figure out exactly what to get to eat that would be within our points. Well, we figured out that the lunch portion I could get lasagna and she could get fettuccine of the lunch portion. Well, we get there and they don't serve the lunch portion on the weekends, only weekdays. Well, I went ahead and asked the waitress, I said, you know, we don't really want a whole lot to eat. We want the lunch portion. She says, honey, we will fix you up. And she went ahead and got us the lunch portion and charged us the lunch portion price. So we got out of there for $25 for two of us at the Olive Garden. So if you ever go to Polaris, ask for Erica. She was absolutely awesome and set us up, and we stayed within our points. We might have gone a little bit over because Olive Garden is high when it comes to Weight Watchers points, but that was the weekend. And then yesterday I had an awesome birthday. My mother cooked a wonderful meal for me and just had a good day. So, yes, indeed. Well, let's get to trivia. I'm giving away a KFC gift card. Are you in the mood for some chicken? Maybe some mashed potatoes? Oh, and all kinds of good food out there. KFC gift cards, what I'm giving away at 4:55 this afternoon. All you need to do for a chance to win is call 740-383-9944. Answer a trivia question. I will put you in the drawing for 4:55, and we will will draw a name, and the winner will receive a KFC gift card through the mail. That's right. We send it right through the mail to you. We love to hear from all of our regulars. We love to hear from new listeners. Everybody's welcome here. Here's the first trivia question. At the end of the 1959 Disney movie Sleeping Beauty, who turns into a dragon? What character? At the end of the 1959 Disney movie Sleeping Beauty, who turns into a dragon? In which book does a clever spider write the words, "Some pig saving her best friend from slaughter"? In which book does a clever spider write the words, "Some pig saving her best friend from slaughter"? 740-383-9944 if you know. Peter, Susan, Edmund, and Lucy find a magic closet in what story? Peter, Susan, Edmund, and Lucy find a magic closet in what story? Hi, we're on the air.
Maleficent?
It is Maleficent, that's correct. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. Is this Allison?
Uh-huh.
Well, Allison, I'm glad you're doing good, and I appreciate you calling in today. What have you been up to?
Playing outside and walking in the woods.
Playing outside and walking in the woods. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. It sure is a nice day for that, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I will put you in the drawing, and I appreciate the phone call. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right. You have a good night now.
You too.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. 740-383-9944 is our telephone number. If you know the answers to any of these trivia questions, give me a call. Author Laura Ingalls Wilder writes about her life in a pioneer family in which novel? Author Laura Ingalls Wilder writes about her life in a pioneer family in which novel? Can you tell me that? Hi, we're on the air.
You're looking for Charlotte's Web.
Yes, I'm looking for Charlotte's Web. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Doing all right. And what's your name?
This is Scott.
Hey, Scott. How are you doing, brother?
Oh, watching the wind blow.
Yes, indeed. It's the day for that, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's a good windy day. Be a good day to fly a kite if you flew a kite.
Oh, it sure would. Yep, as a kid I did that, and it sure would be good to find one of my old kites and get it out.
Yeah, I spent my time flying kites as a kid, but I'm not able to do it anymore.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Well, I'll tell you what. Don't blow away out there, okay?
Oh, I'm not. I'm going to stay in the house.
All right. Stay
okay,
there and watch it blow. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. All right. I hope you can hear me okay. We have a little ring on the phone today for some reason. But, hey, we're getting her done anyways. 740-383-9944 is my number. Hi, we're on the air.
Little House on the Prairie?
Little House on the Prairie is correct. How are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Good. What you been up to? Anything?
Doing the kids' school and finally got to go outside for a little bit.
Yeah, it's a nice day. A little windy up here. How about where you're at?
Yeah, pretty windy.
Yeah, but that's, I guess that's what they consider March, a windy month, huh?
I'll take the wind over the cold. I'm good.
That's right. It's at least a warmer wind than what we've been having, for sure.
Yep.
All right. Well, thanks for the phone call, Miss Ashley. I'll put you in the stack.
All right.
All right. Have a good night now.
You too.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Next trivia question. Bach, Beethoven, and Mozart were all famous what? Bach, Beethoven, and Mozart were all famous what? Where does the story of Anne of Green Gables take place? Where does the story of Anne of Green Gables take place? Sparkly mirrored balls often seen hanging in the 1970s dance club were named after which dance craze? Sparkly mirrored balls often seen hanging in the 1970s dance clubs were named after which dance craze? Hi, we're on the air.
Hi.
Hello, how are you?
I'm pretty good. Just got off work.
Yeah, tell you what, today's a good day to work and a good day to blow away in the wind, for sure.
Oh, yeah, definitely a bit of wind out there.
It sure is. Well, did you want to take a stab at a trivia question?
Yeah, I don't think I heard anyone answer the line, the witch in the wardrobe yet.
Right. Yep, that's what I'm looking for. Nobody answered that one yet. What is your name? And I'll put you in the stack.
Oh, Jessica.
All right, Jessica, it is good to hear from you today. I will put you in the drawing for that KFC gift card.
Awesome, thank you.
All right, I appreciate the phone call, and you have a good night now.
You too.
Uh-huh. Bye. Bye-bye.
All right, I think we're getting the phone lines figured out. I just need to turn my volume down just a little bit so we don't have that ring going on. We don't want that. 4:28 is the time. Nate Redmond here. This is Offbeat News and Trivia, broadcasting from Air Chair 1 in downtown Marion, Ohio. Which national park is the most visited park in the United States? Which national park is the most visited national park in the United States?
Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, that would be a disco ball.
A disco ball is right. How are you doing today, Miss Becky?
I'm doing. How are you doing today, Nate?
Hey, I'm doing all right. Doing my best to not blow away.
Yeah, that's about all I was trying not to blow away.
Yeah, I was driving in today, and I'd be driving down the road, and all at once I'd get a big old wind gust, and I'd have to make sure I didn't swerve over too much.
Yeah, that's about right.
Plus, my SUV is a little top-heavy, too, so
yeah,
I have to watch that a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I will put you in the stack.
Okay, thank you, Nate.
Hey, thanks for calling. Hey, appreciate it. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Quick break. We'll be back after these words. If you try to call, hang on. I'll put you on hold. Be right with you.
We are NewsForce247.com.
Which button am I?
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear. Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ad Council, and Make Safe Happen.
Scott, did you know the Halley's Comet used to fly over Marion every night?
No, Charlie, I didn't know that. How's that possible?
Well, it wasn't really Halley's Comet. It was Martha Dowse's fire baton coming from Girard Avenue.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWG.
We are back at it. I think I got a caller on the line. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, would that be Yellowstone National Park?
Yellowstone National Park, yes indeed. How are you doing today?
All not bad.
Good, good. And what's your name? And I'll get you signed up.
Lee Dominey.
All right, Lee. It is good to hear from you, sir.
Okay.
I will get you signed up for this KFC gift card.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
4:32 is the time. This is WWGH Radio, and we're having fun doing trivia on this Wednesday afternoon, March the 10th. India's Gahanna National Park, famous for its tigers, was the inspiration for which classic Disney movie? Can you tell me the answer to that? Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, did you get Disco yet?
I did get Disco, but that is a good answer. How are you doing today?
Not too bad.
Good, good. Not blown away, huh?
No, not yet. I'm just whipping up pretty good down here.
Yeah, here too. It's blowing the trees and dropping some sticks around here.
Yeah.
I've got some sticks to get out there and pick up.
Oh, I do too.
Yeah, I've got to get out there definitely before mowing season to get some picked up.
Right.
I definitely don't want too much of an eyesore for the folks passing by either.
Right.
Yeah. All right, Mr. David Avery, I appreciate the phone call, and I'll put you in the stack.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
740-383-9944 is my telephone number. Love to get you up on the air. Sign up for a chance to win KFC gift card. We're giving that away at 4:55 this afternoon.
Hi, we're on the air.
Jungle Book.
The Jungle Book is what I'm looking for. How are you today?
Good.
Good. What have you been up to?
Just being outside in a walk out in the woods.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun.
And we heard some fools and Avery's talking like chickens.
Oh, okay. Do you? Would you like to have some chickens?
Really, are just squirrels.
Oh, okay. What all pets do you have?
Huh? We only have fools here.
Oh.
And Tip-Tip and Tootsie and Princess. And some deers.
Oh, some deer. Okay. Yeah. That's probably a lot of fun to watch, aren't they?
Yeah, and Carlos making some deer meat for us, and she knows it.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, Mr. Noah, I appreciate the phone call, and I'll sign you up for a chance to win, okay?
Okay.
Okay. You have a good night now.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
740-383-9944 is my telephone number. We'll get you up on the air, get you a chance to win. Spanish explorers brought this citrus fruit with them to the New World and then planted it in Florida, where it grows today. Spanish explorers brought this citrus fruit with them to the New World and then planted it in Florida, where it grows today. What popular song for little kids mentions dragons in a land called Honolulu? What popular song for little kids mentions dragons in a land called Honolulu? Can you tell me the answer to that one?
Hi, we're on the air.
Would that be Oranges?
Oranges is correct. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing good. How about you? I heard you had a good weekend.
Yeah, we had a good weekend. Yeah, had a lot of fun. Went down to the Polaris area and went out to eat and had a good time.
Yeah, one of my favorite places.
Olive Garden?
Yeah, I usually do the tour of Italy and stuff like that.
Oh, the tour of Italy is good. Yeah, that I believe that comes with three different things, doesn't it?
Yeah, it comes with a mixture. Like I tell my wife, Parmesan stuff always come with enough to take some home.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can get a to-go bag and enjoy that later.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good eating. And, of course, their breadsticks and salads are awesome as well.
Right, for sure.
They give you that endless salad there. I've never gotten more than just two refills on the salad. I don't know how much Endless is. I don't know if they'd bring you three or four or not, but I've done at least two bowls before.
Yeah. We used to go with the family a lot, and they keep them filled up pretty good when they start dishing it out, and they start bringing them back, because I don't know, we was one time about four bowls, and they still brought it.
Oh, great. Do you like their the grated cheese they put on?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do that.
Yeah, they always say, tell me when, and I just let them go.
Yeah, just let them go.
Yeah.
Yeah,
definitely a good place to eat, for sure.
Well, happy belated birthday, and I'm glad you had a good time.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it, Ralph, and you have a good day.
Yeah, you too now, and take care of yourself. Go home now.
All right, I will. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
All right, that's our buddy Ralph phoning in here, 740-383-9944. And if you'd like to jump on the line, go ahead and do so. We'd appreciate it, and we'll get you signed up for a chance to win this KFC gift card, which we'll give away here at 4:55 this afternoon. Those are the trivia questions I have for now. We will come back and revisit them momentarily. But first of all, I have some offbeat news to share with you. We better do that since we are offbeat news and trivia. You can find links to all my offbeat news, by the way, at my website, radionate.webs.com. On the left-hand side, just click on offbeat news and you can read to your heart's content. A Michigan sheriff's office shared video of the moment a car traveling on a rural road was jumped over and onto by deer in a sudden stampede. The dashboard camera footage shared by the Oakland County Sheriff's Office shows the car traveling on a road through a wooded area when a large group of the deer suddenly started bounding across the road. Well, the car quickly comes to a stop, and some deer jump right over the vehicle, while some end up jumping onto the car and either jumping or falling off. The sheriff's office said no humans or deer were injured in the incident. Another reminder, you have to always be in control of your car and not distracted by anything else, the sheriff's office wrote. Hey, listen to this next story. A snake breeder who accidentally bred a ball python with the shape of three smiley face emojis. Yes, indeed, there's actually three smiley faces on its body. Said he sold the designer reptile for $6,000. Justin Kabolka, who has been breeding snakes for two decades, said he was attempting to breed ball pythons for the color combination of bright golden yellow and white when he ended up hatching a snake with three yellow smiley faces on its scales. The breeder said the snake was born after about 8 years of working to breed pythons for the color combination. Kibolka said he estimates that about 1 in 20 of the snakes he bred for the color combination would have a smiley face, but the snake is the only one he's ended up with that has three faces on its scales. Kibolka said the emoji ball python sold for $6,000. A 17-year-old New Zealand boy broke a Guinness World Record when he spent 36 consecutive hours swinging on a playground swing set. Patrick Cooper, 17, of Hawke's Bay, began swinging at a park in Terradale at 10:23 a.m. Saturday and completed his attempt at 10:23 p.m. Sunday. The teenager said he was supposed to start at 9 a.m., but the attempt was delayed when he slept through his alarm. Cooper is now submitting video evidence from the event to get official recognition from Guinness World Records. The current record is held by fellow New Zealander Amy Pivot, who spent 32 hours, 2 minutes, and 3 seconds on the swing in October 2013. Cooper's record attempt raised more than $1,600 for the Starship Hospital. Well, it is time for On This Day in History, March the 10th, 1496. Christopher Columbus concluded his second visit to the Western Hemisphere when he left Hispaniola for Spain. 1629, England's King Charles I dissolved Parliament and did not call it back for 11 years. 1656, on this date, in the American colony of Virginia, suffrage was extended to all free men regardless of their religion. 1785, Thomas Jefferson was appointed minister to France. He succeeded Benjamin Franklin. 1792, John Stone patented the pile driver. 1804, the formal ceremonies transferring the Louisiana Purchase from France to the U.S. took place in St. Louis. 1806, the Dutch in Cape Town, South Africa surrendered to the British. 1814, in France, Napoleon was defeated by a combined Allied army at the Battle of Laon. 1849, Abraham Lincoln applied for a patent for a device to lift vessels over shoals by means of inflated cylinders. And on this date in 1864, Ulysses S. Grant became commander of the Union armies in the U.S. Civil War. And that's what happened on this day in history, March the 10th, already. 4:44 is the time. This is Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond. Coming up on a break, we'll come back and do some more trivia. See if we can get some more answers here at 740-383-9944. We are giving away a KFC gift card here at 4:55 this afternoon. If you get a chance, check out my website, www.radionate.webs.com. That's radionate.webs.com. You've got the recipes up there. You've got the offbeat news up there. Just about everything we do is up there at radionate.webs.com. And we're proud to be streaming online, too, at wwgh1071.com. That's wwgh1071.com. If you'd like to send me an email, I'd love to hear from you, radionateosu@gmail.com. Throwing a lot of different things at you all of a sudden, aren't I? radionateosu@gmail.com. We'll be back after these words, back on Offbeat News and Trivia. Stay tuned.
Ted, I remember so well when you announced you were going to run for president on my show.
I do too, but after a while I decided to get out of the race.
Why was that?
Well, I didn't want to move to a bad neighborhood.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
News Force is a new kind of news organization in Marion, Ohio. Stay up to date with your local trusted source. We are NewsForce247.com.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
All right, and this week we don't have any What's in the Mailbox, but you are free to email the inbox anytime, radionateosu@gmail.com, and ask a question. I'll put it up on the air and answer the question during this segment called What's That in the Mailbox? But this week there's just a bunch of cobwebs in there, nothing in or out this week. More trivia right now. Let's see if we can get some more answers here at 740-383-9944. That's my phone number. Playing for a KFC gift card today. Bach, Beethoven, and Mozart were all famous what? Where does the story of Anne of Green Gables take place? Which national park, what popular song for little kids mentions dragons in a land called Honolii? Hi, we're on the air.
Hey, hey.
Bob, I'm great. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine, I got too.
Good, I'm glad.
Mozart is more musician, piano player.
Yes, that's right. Yes, yes indeed. Well, how's your day going, buddy?
Oh, pretty good. Not too bad.
Well, that's good. Yeah. That's good.
Yep. Yep. So, I hear you enjoyed your whole birthday, so I'm glad that's another year out of the way.
Another year out of the way. Another year older and deeper in debt.
You're right. That's what my dad always said. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, so, what you got on the menu tonight?
Well, what's on the menu tonight? I'm frying potatoes, throwing onions in them. I'm frying eggs and bacon.
Ooh, that sounds good. Yes,
indeed. I'm going to have some toast.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like it's going to be a good meal tonight, Bob.
Yep. All right, I'll let somebody else get in here real quick.
All right, thanks for calling.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Bye. Okay, let's see what else I can give you here. Oh, I've got another page here. American Idol's Ryan Seacrest was inspired by Dick Clark in his show called what? What was Dick Clark's show called? This next toy has been around for more than 2,000 years. Today, people use it to walk the dog and rock the baby. Hi, we're on the air.
I wasn't sure if this was a rerun or not because I answered this question about a year ago.
Hey, you know what? Actually, I remember that.
I called about the Green Gables because it's in Prince Edward Island. Because we had been to the house there at Green Gables.
Yeah, that's right, Jeff. And I remember you said it wasn't all that, right?
No, it was like a farmhouse you'd find in anywhere USA.
And you didn't get to tour it, right?
No, it was the hours it closed at 4, and we got there like at 4:15. And but I'm not sure after seeing it, I'm not sure we would have done it anyway.
right. Maybe snapped a picture and took off, probably.
That's exactly what we did. You're right.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember about a year ago you did. Yeah, sometimes my questions after a year resurface. So.
Okay, well, I heard that, and I said, well, I'm going to call because I didn't know if it was a rerun or not. When you answered, I said, well, I'll just give you the answer again. So.
All right, Jeff.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for calling and listening.
Hey, you're welcome, Dave. Thanks.
Bye-bye. All right, Marion's own Jeff Ruth right there, 740-383-9944. The time right now is 4:51. We'll do that drawing in 4 minutes, find out who's going to win my KFC gift card. By the way, I'll just send that right through the mail. You don't even have to worry about coming to the radio station to pick that up. I'll just send that right out from good old Waldo and get that sent over to you. Well, let's head down the hallway to my little classroom. Make a right, get a comfortable seat there, won't you? And on the chalkboard, I have written this week's weird word of the week. And this week's weird word is swevin. Swevin. S-W-E-V-E-N. Swevin. It's a noun. It's archaic. It's a definition which means a vision or a dream. So did you have a swevin last night? Nah, it just doesn't sound good, does it? A dream sounds better. That's what Swevin means, and the origin of it goes before the year 900, comes from the Middle English and the Old English. So there you go. That's this week's weird word, Swevin. All right, I got another offbeat news story, and this one you might want to jump on if you're interested. A lawn care company is seeking an outdoor gaming enthusiast to make $1,000 by playing cornhole. That's the game involving tossing small bags of corn into holes in a board. My True Lawn, an online retailer for True Green Lawn Care, spelled T-R-U, then green, said it is seeking someone to play cornhole on 5 separate days and complete a worksheet for each experience. Quote, do you need more reasons to get outside? Looking for ways to have fun while socially distancing? Want something to do that's good for all ages? If you are, then we have the job for you. We're paying someone $1,000 to play cornhole, the posting dates. The posting states the candidate will need to have access to their own cornhole equipment, boards with holes, and small canvas bags of corn kernels for throwing. We are looking for someone who is willing to play cornhole and tell us about how you are using it to stay connected while staying safe, the website says. Applications are being accepted on the company's website through April the 2nd, and the winner is scheduled to be announced April the 7th. And again, that's mytruegreenlawn.com, M-Y-T-R-U, greenlawn.com. So there you go. Interesting story there, and maybe a way to win $1,000. Thank you to our supporter, Waldo Tire and Automotive, for supporting today's broadcast. I just got an oil change from them myself last Friday. Got the old car in for an oil change. I'm bad. I always go over when I'm supposed to get my oil change. I don't know why. I guess I just run out of time and don't get the chance. They're just like, there's maybe 6 houses down from me. I just walk right down there and pick the car up when it's done. And so I really don't have any excuses. But the guys always do a great job. And they'll even give you a complete premium oil change if you want it. Oh, they'll do your tires. They'll check all your fluids and just do you upright. Waldo Tire and Automotive. 740-726-2155 is their phone number, 740-726-2155. Well, it is 4:55, and time to shuffle these names and find out who is going to win my KFC gift card, soon to be your KFC gift card. And let's see here. Shuffle these up real good, and we will find out who is going to win. Let's get somebody here from the middle of the stack. The winner for today for this KFC gift card is Lee Dominey. Lee Dominey, congratulations. You are the winner of this KFC gift card. We will send that in the mail to you. I want to thank everybody that phoned in. Thank you, Lee, of course. Thanks, Becky. Thank you, Jessica. Thank you, Ashley. Thank you, Scott. Thanks, Allison. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Ralph. Thank you, Noah. And thank you, David. I don't want to forget David. I forgot him a few weeks back. So I hope I got everybody thanked there. If not, that means one of my sticky notes stuck to the other. So I didn't mean to leave you out intentionally. If I did, like I said, it just you stuck to somebody else on my sticky notes. Anyways, we've got just enough time to do Ladies Corner, and I have slow cooker Reuben dip today. Slow cooker Reuben dip is my recipe. You can go on my Facebook page. Just search Radio Nate into Facebook. Click the like button if you're there, if you would. And the recipe is posted right there with a delicious-looking picture. And here's what you need to make this. 4 ounces of Philadelphia cream cheese softened. 1/2 cup Kraft Thousand Island dressing. 1/4 cup milk. 1 cup of shredded Swiss cheese. 3/4 cup of drained sauerkraut, 1/2 cup chopped cooked corned beef. Here's how to make it. Mix cream cheese, dressing, and milk in medium bowl until blended. Add your remaining ingredients. Mix well. Spoon in the slow cooker, sprayed with cooking spray, cover with lid. Cook on low 2 to 3 hours, or on high 1 to 1.5 hours, and there you'll have yourself some slow cooker Reuben dip. Should be pretty good stuff. Again, find that recipe on my Facebook page by just searching Radio Nate in the Facebook. It'll pop up with a delicious-looking picture, and you can make that and let me know how it is. All right? Very good. Well, it's just about time for me to go already. Can you believe it? Another Wednesday afternoon come and gone on this Wednesday, March the 10th, 2021, as we head in through the year. I hope you all have a wonderful week. You have anything planned? Let's see, what do we have planned this week? I think we're going to get Chinese this weekend. We have, like I said, we're both on, my wife and I are both on Weight Watchers, and I just started on the program. She's been on it since January, and she's lost like 11 or 12 pounds on Weight Watchers, and I just started. So last week, I believe I lost 3 pounds, I think, in my first week, which was okay. You know, 2 to 3 pounds, I think, is what they say is normal. So we'll just see. I'm going to keep it up and keep going. And hey, any weight loss is fantastic. And makes you hopefully a little bit healthier, especially for me. I've got diabetes and high blood pressure. So if I can get some of those down and get off some medicine, that would be fantastic. Well, until next time, next Wednesday, we'll meet again from 4:15 until 5 o'clock. Good Lord willing and the creek don't rise, we'll be here in Air Chair 1 in downtown Marion, Ohio, broadcasting on Marion's Talking Place, WWGH 107.1 on the FM dial. We'll have your trivia, we'll have your offbeat news, and everything you come to expect. Until then, we'll see ya.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LPFM, Marion, Ohio.